Hello, this is Hao Chen from United Nations Radio. Join me here right now is award-winning action movie star Michelle Yang. Welcome. As Goodwill Ambassador for the United Nations Development Program for Sustainable Development Goals, what's your mission here at Habitat 3 in Quito?
For me, one of the most important mission, apart from being the Goodwill Ambassador here and having an event with Helen Clark launching the UNDP's Sustainable Urbanization Strategy, is also the advocacy for road safety. As our world is getting more and more urbanized at a very, very fast speed, we must ensure that all the roads infrastructure, the planning for the children going to school must be in place. It is their right to have safety. It's their basic human rights for children. Every day, 500 children die on the streets and thousands are injured. So if we don't do something now, and this is a good opportunity to be part of the Habitat 3, that in 20 years, when Habitat 4 will proceed, that we will have very good dramatic effects. But we have to start now.
Why do you think road safety is still a neglected issue that is not widely recognized? And what are possible interventions?
There are 1.3 million people that die on the road every year and 50 million injured. But I think the reason is we don't see it because it doesn't happen all at once. But every 30 seconds, someone dies on the street. And it is not rocket science. The good news is we do have the vaccines, we do have the know-how, but we need the governments for the enforcement of the laws that are there to protect us. We need for the citizens to partake in this, because it is everybody's duty, it is everybody's right to have to be safe on the roads, but each one have to be responsible for it. The problem is, if we don't do it, it will just escalate and get worse, because motorization increases day by day, and the ones that are affected are always in the emerging countries, in the developing nations, where they don't have the best infrastructures, they don't have the safest cars, they don't have the ability to have pedestrian walkways or crossovers that will actually give them some kind of protection. So here in Habitat 3, where it is important is because all the mayors are here. And if we can start with the cities, if everybody embraces this and takes this home to every city in the world, we will be able to make an enormous difference. I think for me, one of the things that which is very effective, which is very cost effective, is the slowing down of speed around schools. This is one way we can protect immediately our children, because we know where the schools are. And if in the perimeter around the schools that you enforce and you actually put speed bumps along the way, where you will force the drivers to slow down, that is one very, very effective way.
What do you think we could do to make our cities more livable and sustainable? Any practical solutions?
There are solutions, and we have the solutions. That is the good news. We don't have to spend billions of dollars trying to find the preventative measures, because we do have it. The only thing is we must implement it and we must adhere to it. The rules are there to protect you. They're not to inconvenience you. But so that's the reason is, like, the rules are there, but if it's not enforced, then it's pointless. So at this moment, it is very useful that the leaders have our ears. So let's make use of this. Enough of talking. Let's see some real action. And a lot of the actions can be implemented immediately, very effectively. But it needs all the leaders of the world to actually put it in place.
Thank you.